Here is the Ohio State University Symphonic Band. Station WHBC is proud to bring you 15 minutes of the best in band music, the music provided transcribed by the famed Ohio State University Symphonic Band, Manly R. Whitcomb conductor, Donald E. McGinnis associate conductor. To be heard in the course of the program is an interview with Miss Mary Bingham, a Canton representative to the band program at Ohio State. A stirring martial air, a colorful parade, band music at its very best. Here's a top-ranking march by America's March King. The Ohio State University Symphonic Band plays John Philip Sousa's The Fairest of the Fair. Ohio State University Symphonic Band, Manly R. Whitcomb conducting, has presented John Philip Sousa's Fairest of the Fair. Now to introduce a young local musician who figures prominently in Ohio State's music program, here transcribed is band director Manly R. Whitcomb.
I can't tell you what pleasure it gives me to be able to introduce one of your bandsmen who has become a member of our group. You and I should both be proud that the musical education begun in your community has enabled this person to enrich life at college. The long hours of practice, the time, money, and effort spent by teachers and parents have enabled you to avail them of many opportunities denied to others. The Rose Bowl trip, the concert band tour, and other band experiences are educational and maturing experiences which will have an effect on their growth. In addition, their continuous association with music will enable them to make it an infinite part of life, whether or not music be followed as a profession. It gives us just pride that we are able to continue the education you began. The person who wore your school colors has carried ours as faithfully as yours, and we join you in being proud of his growth and development. For this reason, I am happy to introduce to you a friend of yours who is a friend of ours.
Thanks, Whit, and it's certainly wonderful to be able to be here.
Well, Mary, we're always happy to have a member of such a famous organization with us. Now, tell me, how long have you been attending Ohio State?
I've been attending Ohio State for 3 years.
Well, Mary is a high school student here in Canton. What school did you attend?
I attended Canton Lincoln High School and graduated from there in 1947.
Mm-hmm. Well, being so interested in music, well, you must have been quite active in local music organizations. How about high school bands and local music groups? Which ones did you play with, Mary?
I played in the high school band and orchestra. I sang in the chorus and the a cappella choir. I was a member of the Junior McDowell Club.
Well, talking about music, and we certainly are today, what about the next selection we're to hear by the Ohio State Band?
The work to be heard is by one of music's contemporary composers, Serge Prokofiev. We are to hear two movements from his Summer Day Suite. The suite itself was originally written for children and ordinarily appears in three movements. The two we are to hear are first a very melodic waltz. After a short pause, we'll listen to a light march, this concluding the suite. Here, then, are two movements from Prokofiev's Summer Day Suite.
Pleasant listening experience indeed. Say, a modern band is capable of just about anything in the way of music, then, isn't it?
Yes, it is, Webb. With our five bands at Ohio State, we feel that we are more than capable of taking care of any musical situation.
Five bands?
Yes. We have two ROTC regimental bands, the Activities Band, the famous All-American Marching Band, and the band you are listening to now, the Symphonic Band. Though there are some duplications in personnel, as a rule, each band has a different membership.
Well, then, with so many bands and so much music being played, quite a few people must hear the bands of the school during the year, then.
Yes, they do. Of course, the marching band shines there. I think just about everybody knows what a hit they made in the Rose Bowl. The symphonic band also performs before quite a few people, taking an annual tour throughout the state. It was on the recent tour that our next selection was such a hit.
Oh, yes. Incidentally, what is a symphonic band doing playing Pop Goes the Weasel, of all things?
Well, everyone knows Pop Goes the Weasel. We'd like you to hear it orchestrated especially for a symphonic band. In it, you'll hear just about everything done with a familiar theme. You'll hear it played in every way from a classic-styled minuet right up to jazz. Here's a modern piece of band station, Pop Goes the Weasel.
Mary, I want to thank you very much for taking time off from your vacation to be with us on today's show.
Thanks to you, Webb. I've enjoyed it very much, and thank you.
Well, let me tell you that the pleasure was all ours, Mary. Ladies and gentlemen, you've been listening to a special program of the Ohio State University Symphonic Band, plus a visit with Miss Mary Bingham of Canton, a member of the Symphonic Band and a student at Ohio State University. This program was transcribed in part and was written and supervised by William M. Smith. Webb Russell speaking. This is the Ohio Broadcasting Company.